This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The UN Climate Summit in Dubai wraps up tomorrow, ending what will have been 13 days of meetings and panel discussions, speeches, and the like about our warming planet. One of the key agenda items, other than, you know, fossil fuels, has been food. How to make the global food supply more resilient in the face of climate change, and how to cut greenhouse gas emissions that are tied to agriculture. Billions of dollars have been pledged toward those goals, money that is badly needed and long overdue, as Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
About a third of global greenhouse gas emissions are tied to food and agriculture, according to the United Nations. But this is the first time that those sectors have been a headline item at UN World Climate Talks, says Patty Fong with the Global Alliance for the Future of Food. In the past, she says,
most of the tension in climate has been towards decarbonizing energy.
That's partly because there's a clearer path toward an energy transition. When world leaders or philanthropists want to support that, there are lots of ready-made and proven solutions for them to invest in, says Daniela Kiriak with the Climate Policy Initiative.
There's no solar panel in agri-food systems.
By that, she means climate innovations aren't always scalable or transferable from one agricultural economy to another.
When we talk about what are the technical, practical solutions for climate in agri-food systems, they are very specific to the local context.
That's part of why less than 5% of global climate finance is earmarked for food and agriculture, according to a Climate Policy Initiative analysis. But world leaders at COP28 have pledged to put more than $3 billion toward a more sustainable food supply. So why now?
Well, it's increasingly hard to ignore.
Chris Barrett is a professor of economics at Cornell. He says one thing drawing world leaders' attention is the rising cost of food, which is driven in part by climate change. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.